We are especially in tune with our Lakeview this morning as we have an interview with Rachel Clark, who is from another part of the North Shore, Finland, Minnesota, not too far away, but not exactly in Two Harbors. And as we all know, home and housing solutions are common all around the country and particularly in the North, along the North Shore. And there is a group in Finland, I think Finland Home Solutions is its name, and they are taking a look at this the same way we are down here. So Rachel is here to tell us a little bit about what they're doing. Rachel Clark, I believe you're the outreach coordinator. Rachel, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Yes, thanks for having me, Katya. I'm happy to be here.
Yes, well, it's really fun to have you. I think this might be the first time you've been on the radio, is it?
The first time I've been on this radio station, but I did talk with WTIP earlier this week, and that was fun too.
Nice. Very nice. So tell me a little bit about your story and how you got involved, how you got interested in housing. I have a feeling there's sort of a personal element to this.
So I came up to the North Shore about 2.5 years ago, and I had employer-provided housing at the time. So I was kind of shielded from knowing more about what housing was like. And then as I switched jobs, I was looking for housing, and then I really got a taste of what people were talking about. So it was pretty tough to find a place that had electricity and running water. I was really fortunate that I landed with some friends and neighbors that had land and had a cabin on their property, and I was there for almost 6 months and adapting to living without electricity and running water and heat with a wood stove. And, you know, I learned what it takes to live like that. It's doable, but it takes a lot of energy. And I was balancing work and graduate school and thinking about winter. And I was like, this is going to be really tough if I'm living here year round. So I was really looking for a stable place of my own. And it was really, really hard to find. And in that process of many months, I was starting to get pretty down about it. And I felt like I really needed to connect with people who were coming together and working on the solution or trying to create solutions. There's not one silver bullet solution, but I really needed to connect with people who are working on it, because as I was experiencing it firsthand, I was learning a lot about it too. And I was like, whoa, these are complex issues that people have been working on for a long time. And I want to get involved. Mostly like, it was kind of like for my own mental health, honestly, because I was like, I just need to connect with people who are working on this. So that's why I started going to these meetings back in October. So I am relatively new to the work. I definitely want to call myself an expert. But yeah, I also learned that like our housing issues affect people from all walks of life. And we've got all sorts of different experiences with the housing shortages and housing challenges up here. And so my experience is just one of many. So that's kind of my personal story and how I got involved with this group.
Yes. Well, thank you for sharing all that. And I know that we had recently we had a pretty big housing meeting in Two Harbors that included the HRA of the city, the Housing and Redevelopment Authority from the city and the county, and a lot of other decision makers. And, you know, once again, it just seems like, you know, we need senior housing, we need workforce housing, we need high-end housing, we need low-end housing. And that, you know, the trick is just going to be a lot of different things. But in some ways, it seems, I don't know if it's worse up there even, but it is, it's certainly not better than it is down here. And so you have a citizen group. It's a little different than down here. Tell us about this group. How did they get started and what do they do?
Yeah. So, yeah, you're totally right that we need all sorts of housing and every community has its own expression of it. But also there's a lot of similarity in communities, especially up and down the North Shore. So Finland Home Solutions is a community-led initiative that formed in 2023, and housing had been identified by the Crystal Bay Township, which is kind of the formal government body of the Finland area. That the township encompasses a lot more than just Finland geographically. So those two terms are sometimes used kind of interchangeably, Finland, Crystal Bay Township. So In the comprehensive plan for the township that they wrote in 2005, they did identify housing, like having a diverse stock of housing that meets the diverse needs in the community. Was identified as like a priority for the township to work on. But this group came together in 2023, and my understanding, and because I joined the group pretty recently, I wasn't part of it at the beginning, but my understanding was at that moment, the kind of spark was people were noticing a lot of homes that were going on the market were going on at, they were being listed at values that a lot of folks in the community, they didn't match like the wages in the community, right, the means in the community. So they were being purchased by people who are not from the community and people who didn't really have an intention of joining the community. They were meant to be like vacation homes or Airbnbs. And so the community was kind of experiencing like losing really necessary housing stock, that like the house is still there, but then it's not accessible to community members. And so I think that was a spark to bring people together. But they started off by doing two community engagement events to hear about housing needs in the community. And they distributed a housing survey in the community. And those two means of kind of, I guess, researching or exploring the issue revealed a lot of other needs. There are needs of elders who are living in the community and are, you know, as they are aging, needing different things from their housing to make the property more manageable as they age and maybe be more connected to resources, but they want to stay in the community that they've been in and that they love and they're connected to. There are people who get jobs in the community and maybe aren't ready or able to buy a home, but still need a place to live to take that job.
Right.
There are families that need safe and stable single family housing for their family. And there are also adults that just need to downsize maybe as their children grow up and move out, and then they need to move into a smaller home. So it really kind of cuts across all sorts of walks of life in the community, as it probably does, like you said, down in Two Harbors as well.
Yeah. And do you know, is there a cap on short-term vacation rentals in Crystal Bay Township? I know that they've enacted them in Lake County and also in Two Harbors as a result of the buying up of a lot of properties, like you say.
Right. Yeah. I do believe that in response to that, yes, Crystal Bay Township did put kind of a limit on the number of like short-term rentals that they allow in the area.
Yep. And then, does this community group, like how do they work with the decision makers to, I mean, it's, it seems like, of course, part of it is attracting developers who will build apartments for seniors. And, but it seems like it's all about partnerships. And is this so far kind of a lone group that's just exploring, or is it heavily involved with either developers or the government?
That's a great question. So right now where we're at kind of in the phase of the group, after they did their community engagement events and the housing survey, they spent quite a number of months interviewing, like inviting kind of different housing experts in the area to come to the meetings and give us like education about potential solutions and actions we could take. So there was about 6 months where we had someone from like One Roof Community Housing in Duluth and Habitat for Humanity and Lake County Planning and Zoning just coming and educating the group so that we could learn about what are our options, what could we do.
Mm-hmm.
And then since then, in the last couple of months, the group has been digesting that information, and we are planning and preparing for a community engagement event tomorrow to bring people together and say, okay, here's what this steering committee is seeing as like potential action pathways we could go down to start making progress in our community. And we want to hear input from the community. Which ideas are you excited about? And would you be willing to get involved with and help champion to make it happen? Because something that's really important about Finland in particular is that like people are really passionate about that place and feel very strongly about like what Finland is and what makes it special and what makes it unique, and really want to keep it Finland. Like that, what feels like Finland wants to stay Finland. And so it's not just about like, well, you know, any old developer, come on in and build what you want. There's a lot of things that Finland would want to see or not see. And there's some unique, like, logistical infrastructure things, too. Like, there's no municipal water, so everything has to be on well and septic. So there's, and, you know, zoning restrictions are a bit complex. So there's, like, different levels that we have to work on to make progress. But where we're at right now is really wanting the community voice to come through and like, give input. Like, what we have these needs, what ideas and solutions are you excited about seeing? Can we, like, start to form a vision for ourselves, self-design from the community? And then let's go out and seek, okay, what resources do we need? Who do we need to partner with to make our vision for our community happen? So that's where we're at now. Yeah.
And you mentioned an event. So let's talk a little bit about the event.
Yeah. So the event is a community gathering. It is tomorrow, Saturday, February 22nd at the Claire Nelson Community Center in Finland. Starts at 3 o'clock. We are going to give an overview of what the group has done so far and what we've learned. And then we're going to present these sort of action pathways that we're seeing we could work on. And we're going to break into small groups and dive a little deeper into what those potential action pathways could be. And then hopefully get people's input and feedback about what sounds exciting. We're going to end the event with a catered dinner from Baptism River Barbecue. And we ordered plenty of food. So please come and bring a friend and bring maybe a Tupperware. We'll have lots of food for you.
Yeah. Sounds like a really fun thing to do. And I hope you get people from all over the county, not just Crystal Bay, like you say, although it is wonderful how Crystal Bay Township citizens, you know, just generally rise and take part when there's something to take part in, for better or for worse. I mean, they are invested. So I'm speaking with Rachel Clark, Outreach Coordinator of the Finland Home Solutions Group. Anything else, Rachel, before we sign off that I forgot to ask or that you'd like to talk about?
You're ending on a great note. And I just really want to emphasize that this is really an opportunity for the community to shape its own future, because this is a need, and there is a real opportunity for us to come together and design what we want to see our future looking like based on the needs of our community members. So hopefully people are excited about that opportunity, and I really look forward to joining with everyone tomorrow afternoon.
All right. Wonderful. Good luck, and we'll talk to you another time. You take care.
Great.
Thanks for your time,
Kathy.
Rachel. Yeah, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
That was Rachel Clark.